After they had travelled on for weeks and weeks, past moor, bays and headlands and rivers and villages than Shasta could remember, there came a moonlit night when they started their journey at evening, having slept during the day. They'd left the downs behind them and were crossing a wide plain with a forest about half a mile away on their left. The sea, hidden by low sand hills, was about the same distance on their right. They had jogged along for about an hour, sometimes trotting and sometimes walking, when Bree suddenly stopped.
What's up?
Shh, shh. Did you hear something? Listen.
It sounds like another horse. Between us and the wood.
It is another horse. And that's what I don't like.
Isn't it probably just a farmer riding home late?
That's not a farmer's riding. Nor a farmer's horse, either. Can't you tell by the sound? That's quality, that horse is. And it's been ridden by a real horseman. I tell you what it is, Shasta. There's a Tarkhan under the edge of that wood. Not on his war horse, it's too light for that. On a fine blood mare, I should say.
Well, it's stopped now, whatever it is.
You're right. And why should he stop just when we do? Shasta, my boy, I do believe there's someone following us at last.
What shall we do?
There's a cloud coming up. I'll wait till that gets over the moon. Then we'll get off to our right as quietly as we can, down to the shore. We can hide among the sandhills if the worst comes to the worst.
We must be nearly at those sandhills by now. What's that?
Lions! We must go inland again. I thought I saw a stream near the forest. The water may throw the brute off our scent. It should do the trick. We can walk for a bit now. Shasta, I'm ashamed of myself. I'm just as frightened as a common dumb Kalorman horse. I am, really. I don't feel like a talking horse at all. Well, I don't mind swords and lances and arrows, but I can't bear those creatures. Lions. I've met them before. I think I'll trot for a bit.
Bree, one minute it sounds like it's on one side of us, and the next minute, it sounds like it's on the other.
Oh, two of them!
Oh, I say, look, that other horse, it's galloping beside us now, only a stone's throw away.
All the better. Tarkhan on it. We'll have a sword. Protect us all.
Oh, but Bree, we might just as well be killed by lions as caught. Or I might. They'll hang me for horse stealing.
I'll move away then.
Bree sheered away to his right. Oddly enough, the other horse sheered away to the left. So that in a few seconds, the space between them had widened a good deal. But as soon as it did so, there came... The horses drew nearer together again. So, apparently, did the lions. The roaring of the brutes on each side was horribly close, and they seemed to be keeping up with the galloping horses quite easily. Then the cloud rolled away, and the moonlight, astonishingly bright, showed up everything almost as if it were broad day. Shasta saw that the other rider was a very small, slender person, mail-clad and riding magnificently. He had no beard. The two horses and two riders galloped neck to neck and knee to knee, just as if they were in a race. Suddenly, something flat and shiny spread out before them. But before Shasta had time even to guess what it was...
Hold on tight, Shasta! We'll have to swim this!
Oh, I see it, Bree! A lion! on the water's edge.
Only one?
We must have shaken off the other one.
The lion apparently didn't think its prey worth a wetting. At any rate, it made no attempt to take the water in pursuit. The two horses, with their riders side by side, finally reached the opposite shore. Suddenly, two voices spoke at Shasta's side.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Hold your tongue, Twin, and don't be a fool.
I must be dreaming, Bree. I could have sworn that other horse spoke.
So it did. Steady there. I heard you, I did. There's no good pretending, Mum. I heard you. You're a talking horse. A Narnian horse, just like me.
What's it got to do with you if she is?
Why, you're only a girl.
And what business is it of yours if I am only a girl? You're probably only a boy. A rude, common little boy. A slave, probably, who's stolen his master's horse.
That's all you know.
He's not a thief, little Targina. At least if there's been any stealing, you might just as well say I stole him. And as for his not being my business, well, you wouldn't expect me to pass a lady of my own race in this strange country without speaking to her. It's only natural I should.
I think it's very natural, too.
I wish you'd hold your tongue, Gwyn. Look at the trouble you've got us into.
I don't know about trouble. You can clear off as soon as you like. We shan't keep you.
No, you shan't.
What quarrelsome creatures these humans are. They're as bad as mules. We horses must make sense. I take it, ma'am, your story is the same as mine. Captured in early youth. Years of slavery among the Calormans.
Too true, sir.
And now, perhaps, escape?
Tell him to mind his own business, Wynne.
No, I won't, Your Highness. This is my escape as much as yours. And I'm sure a noble warhorse like this is not going to betray us. We are trying to escape, to get to Narnia.
And so, of course, are we. You guessed it at once. A little boy in rags riding, or trying to ride, a warhorse in the dead of night couldn't mean anything but an escape of some sort. And if I may say so, a high-born Tarquina riding alone at night, dressed up in her brother's armour, and very anxious for everyone to mind their own business and ask her no questions. Well, if that's not fishy, call me a cob.
All right, then. You've guessed it. Gwyn and I are running away. We're trying to get to Narnia. And now what about it?
In that case, what is to prevent us all going together? I trust you will accept such assistance and protection as I may be able to give you on the journey.
I don't know that there's much point in all going together. Aren't we more likely to be noticed?
Less.
Oh, do let's. I should feel much more comfortable. We're not even certain of the way. I'm sure a great charger like this knows far more than we do.
Come on, Bree. Let them go their own way. Can't you see they don't want us?
We do.
Look here. I don't mind going with you, Mr. Warhorse. But what about this boy? How do I know he's not a spy?
Why don't you say it at once? You think I'm not good enough for you. That's it, isn't it?
Be quiet, Chester. I'll vouch for the boy, Tarquina. He's been true to me and a good friend these many weeks we've travelled, and is certainly either a Narnian or an Arkanlander.
All right, then. Let's go together.
Splendid. Now that we've got the water between us and those dreadful lions, what about you two humans taking off our saddles and are all having a rest?